I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here. I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up. Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Read my lips.
Just send your cash.
There has never been so many lies, so much deception.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
Please clap.
It's time for the Mike Madison Show, a new breed of conservative talk. Now, here's your host, Mike Madison.
Showtime!
All right, good morning and welcome to the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB. Thanks so much for joining me every day from 9 to 11. I am here to give you the stories behind the stories, truth behind the headlines, the lying mainstream media, and the ridiculous two-party political propaganda. This is Central Mississippi's safe space here. For those of us who just have our own minds, don't need to be told what to thought, we're able to actually take in information and make decisions for ourselves. If you're a big fan of the Constitution or the Founding Fathers, this show is for you. Even if you're on the left, boy, I'm just here to try to empower people, let you on the left know that you're not near as weak as your overlords tell you that you are. Today is Wednesday. Thank God today is Wednesday. So next hour, I will not be talking about politics. I will not be talking about impeachment. I will not be talking about current events. I will be giving you information that you can use should you choose to reclaim your health from a failed medical model of Western medicine that convinces you that there's a pill for every ill and that every year you age, another part of your body is supposed to break down. If you do not believe that or want to change your destiny with health, it's in your hands. I convince you of that every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock. We'll do Hump Day Health next hour. I'm all by my little lonesome, so I've got several different little things to touch on. And one thing, I don't have a clip for it. I don't even have a lot of notes on it. Shoulder health. How about that? I have run into more people that have had, particularly as we age, and those of us who like to still participate in sports at some level as we get older and our shoulders and joints wear out. There is a simple solution, and I'll refer you to a piece by an orthopedic surgeon who will tell you a simple solution for shoulder pain. I think this is a tremendously valuable part of the show just right there. I know so many people who have shoulder surgeries, and they are never the same again. So stay tuned for that. All right, I got an hour. I guess I got to fill with the insanity that's going on, the sound and the fury of what is going on around the impeachment stuff. I will admit, I tried to just ignore the Ukraine stuff because it is more political theater. It is now on the main stage, so I can't avoid it. Here are the headlines yesterday from Drudge. There's a bunch of them. If you go to Drudge Report, which most conservative talk show hosts do, because it's a good aggregator of news, particularly things that conservatives are interested in. Oh, boy, I can't imagine the traffic that is being driven to Drudge right now. Now, I'm not putting Drudge down. The stories are out there. If you're interested in politics, Drudge Report's a place you go to find a compilation of headlines. You don't have to go to every single major news outlet and see what they're talking about. Here's Drudge. Republican Senate passes unanimous resolution demanding whistleblower complaint. White House preparing to release, developing. Executive privilege battle looms. New York Times, Congress steps up. Trump blinks. Baker, the battle is on. Washington Post leads Wednesday. Removal of U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. Latest twist. Developing. More Dems back impeachment. 202 and counting. Andrew Johnson, Bill Clinton, ... And Trump? ? Freshman, these allegations are a threat to all we have sworn to protect. Napolitano, is it a crime? President will now go to war against intelligence community. Pelosi, tepid no more? Witch hunt garbage. Risky. Drudge poll. What will Congress do? Can we all calm down for just a minute on this stuff? I mean, seriously. This is not going to happen. This is just, it's not going to happen. This is political posturing by a party And I got to tell you, I mean, look, you get something different when you tune into this show. I'm just going to warn you if you haven't heard it before. At times you're going to think I'm some raving liberal. I'm not. I'm a libertarian. I'm sick of every single one of these parties or both of these parties. I'm sick of these politicians. I'm sick of the news media. I want to be left alone. I am not in love with Donald Trump. I support him on some things. I disagree vehemently with him on others. I support the Republican Party on certain things and disagree with them on other things. As far as the left goes, even the small things I used to agree with them on are completely gone. They've abandoned the few things about them that were at all redeeming, and now they're just across the board terrible. But this is not going to happen. This impeachment is not going to happen. If you don't know how impeachment works, it's a simple vote, a simple majority in the House of Representatives to refer it to a trial in the Senate. Okay, so you got 435. So what is that? 218 House members have to vote on articles of impeachment. I don't know if that's going to happen. It's doubtful, but it's possible. This is electioneering. Those in districts where Trump is not popular want to get their bona fides before they stand for re-election in 2020, saying that they tried to fight back against Donald Trump, even knowing they'll be not successful at all. The same way that the Republicans did their little show votes against Obamacare in the years they were in the minority, just to show you that they really wanted to get rid of Obamacare. It wasn't until they had the majorities where we realized, oh, they weren't really serious. They were just doing that to play us. The Democrats are just playing their supporters. So they get a simple majority in the House of Representatives. Then it would have to go to the Senate where it's a two-thirds vote. And the Republicans still controlled the Senate. I believe the politicians are laughing at us. I think they are just realizing they are pulling the strings of the American people and making them dance. This is political theater at its height. Personally, I think it's absolutely silly. And to be honest with you, a little bit boring. Can you imagine a conservative talk show host that doesn't really want to spend an hour playing every soundbite of Jerry Nadler and Nancy Pelosi? When it, truth be told, I got to say, I can't believe I fell for it. Last Friday, and I look back at the lunatic left, one of the first things that I said during that show was only the lunatic left could make Nancy Pelosi look like the sane one in the room. You remember just last week, she made a very public rebuke of Jerry Nadler where she in public said, we're not going to be doing impeachment. This is ridiculous. And if you want to leak the fact I just told you that, you know, she looked like the sane one in the room. And now either she's acquiesced to it or she's been forced to go through this or she realizes the political viability of this idea of an impeachment vote. But as I say, you're going to get something different on this show. For those of us who lived through the Clinton impeachment, are you realizing that this goes both ways? We had an impeachment. Now, Bill Clinton, I find it hard to believe that Kenneth Starr, with all his investigative prowess, didn't find any true criminalities of the Clintons, but they wanted to throw a little bone out to the partisans out there, get the Republicans riled up about an impeachment vote, get the Democrats all riled up about defending their president. We're going to throw him a little stupid little sex thing in the Oval Office. He lied about a sex thing, what probably 95% of men do. And listen, let me tell you something. During that impeachment of Bill Clinton, I was one of these rabid party supporters. I was a diehard, Kool-Aid drinking, neocon, warmongering Republican, and I was ready to see Bill Clinton fall. I got into several arguments with liberal friends telling them silly things like, we all, 40-something men have had the honor of serving as president of the United States. Can we not expect that they be some of the best of us? I mean, I was so cute back then when I thought there was some integrity at any level of politics. I was so naive. I was in my 20s. Give me a break. But we didn't have any problems because we're all a big, fat wad of hypocrites in this country. If our guy's on the chopping block, impeachment is a disaster and just a political ploy, and it's terrible when it's the other guy's head on the block. It's needed. It's necessary. It's the rule of law. It's all ridiculous two-party propaganda politics. No, the Democrats have nothing. Of course they don't. I assume Donald Trump is not lying about what is going to come out. He's releasing the whistleblower complaint. He's going to release the transcripts of the call. It will probably neuter this whole effort. Maybe they get a vote launched that is either successful or not successful in the House. It's not going past the Senate. There's not going to be an impeachment. Trump's not going to be removed. Can we just calm down just a tiny bit? Just a tiny bit. The Washington Post, of course, their headline yesterday, breaking House Speaker Pelosi to announce formal impeachment inquiry of Trump after resisting for months. And of course, this headline, because the mainstream media is so slow and so pathetic, this was after Trump had already taken the wind out of their sails by ordering release of the phone transcripts. But you got to keep the show going. You know, what is most surprising to me about things like this, these kinds of political fights, is that we take politicians seriously at all at this point. I don't know if they've always been this bad. Politicians are, by definition, people who seek power. I talk about this constantly. Once I got out of the two-party system, I mean, I used to just worship Republicans, including, my name is Mike Madison, and I used to worship John McCain. Oh, it's like admitting to some kind of a bizarre drug addiction. It's like I'm in some kind of a rehab or something. Yes, I used to really think John McCain was just one of the greats, a true American hero. I actually believe this. I'm so ashamed, but I feel I need to atone. But the fact that we take these people seriously at this point anymore, can you think of a group of people with a worse track record in their jobs? I am talking about both sides of the aisle. A group of people, any profession, that has got a worse track record in their jobs. Can you think of one beyond Congress? Worse. There are some bad ones out there. I got to tell you, people really bash the post office. I've had pretty good experiences with the post office. Yes, the lines are long. That's because they're a government institution and they don't understand competition. And so they're a little annoying at times, but they get a little teeny tiny postcard, you know, a 3x5 card you can send out to Sacramento, California. It's going to be there in a couple of days. I mean, I can barely keep up. I'll jot a little note on a post-it note at my house and I'll lose it the next day. So the post office, I know they get bashed, but can you think of a group of people, a profession, an organization that has got a worse track record than the Congress of the United States? Do you think that the Congress of the United States is particularly smart? Do we ascribe some real intelligence, some intellectualism to them that we feel that they deserve all this attention and to be followed? Do we think that they're honest? We're allowing them to pull our strings and get everybody all hyperventilating about this issue or that issue constantly. They're not honest. They're not good at their jobs. They're not smart people. And yet they still control the vast swath of the American people. Now the media, lockstep with them. Do we take the media seriously at this point? Even you people on the left, come on. Come on. You see through the media too, don't you? Do we think that the people in the media are just especially smart? Because, boy, they bring on an expert on everything, don't they? An analyst on CNN or on NBC. Today, Chuck Todd from Meet the Press was on NBC to do his little condescending, it's that thing where he closes his eyes when he makes a point and kind of leans back. And it's one of the most arrogant, pompous things. It's just a real pet peeve. It just looks like he needs a big slap. But is the media honest, all these analysts that come on? Are they smart? Are they honest? Are they good at their jobs? So we've got a bunch of people that we think are an absolute failure as an institution. We think they're idiots. We don't trust any of them, yet we allow them to run us through this mill of emotions and political theater. At this point, you know, disagreeing with someone and engaging with them, if we're in an interpersonal thing, if you get into an argument, well, imagine an argument with a spouse, I guess, is probably the best example. You know, your spouse says something kind of angry to you and you respond, you're angry then, and you're in a full-on argument. Each spouse digging deeper into their belief, because now not only were they angry, but now they've been attacked by the other person for being angry. You know how this works. Most of us have been in some level of a relationship at some point in our lives. Now, what would really make the other spouse angry would be to laugh at him. To just flat out laugh at him. That's where I wish the American people would go. It's difficult, I know, and I'm not going to change any minds. We're going to continue this political theater. This impeachment stuff is beautiful for the Democratic base. It is beautiful for the Republican base. It is beautiful for Donald Trump to really congeal his support. It is really great for the Democrats who have this anti-Trump derangement syndrome to really solidify their base. It will lead to more hatred, more infighting. Meanwhile, in the real world, I just ran across this, if anybody's interested. According to research from Smart Insider, the market is now the most overbought since the first dot-com bubble as, quote, executives across the U.S. are shedding stock in their own companies at the fastest pace in two decades amid concerns that the long bull market in equities is reaching its final stages. As the Financial Times reports, corporate insiders, typically CEOs, CFOs, and board members, but also venture capital and other early-stage investors, sold a combined $19 billion worth of stock in their companies through mid-September. Annualized, this puts them on track to hit $26 billion this year, which would mark the most active year since 2000 when executives sold $37 billion of stock among the giddy highs of the dot-com bubble. My point being, while you are all absorbed in the political theater, getting into your sides, lashing out at somebody, taking to Twitter to call them a Trump-tard or call them a libtard, those people at the top of the system, they're dumping stocks. They know what's coming. They know what's coming. And they're getting out while the getting's good. While you're all distracted doing your little thing, while you're reading your Drudge headlines, while you're calling your friends, while you're texting, while you're going to Facebook, calling people names, and involving yourself in this political theater for an event that will not happen. Trump will not be impeached. He will not be removed from office. Don't get too excited there on the left. You're going to end up with bupkis, just like the left always gives you. And I'll explain that in greater detail in just a second, too. Why the Democrats need to keep stirring stuff up. See, they're trying to misdirect their supporters, too. This is what politicians do. If I had my way, if I could wave a magic wand, we would just laugh at these people. We would just laugh at them. Almost every time they open their mouth, we would laugh at them. Let them know we don't need them. They're terrible at their jobs. We don't trust them. And they're just simply not very smart people. In the meantime, can we all just calm down just a tiny bit? I'll be right back.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
I got to tell you, I do find it almost humorous. I am really trying a different kind of talk radio here. Can you imagine on a day like today, a day that the media tells us is of such great historic significance, wall-to-wall coverage of impeachment. The media is just beside themselves. They're so excited. MSNBC may get their ratings back up for just a little while this thing's going on. And you have tuned in to a conservative talk show host who doesn't care about it at all, who thinks it's absolutely ridiculous. It's not going to happen. It's a bunch of much ado about nothing. And yes, I support Donald Trump in this battle. Yes, they've been waiting to try to find some reason. I'm going to tell you a little bit when I come back. I got a short segment now because I went long last time. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the left's strategy in this. As I say, I try to get to the story behind the story, so I'll tell you how I see it. I'm going to tell you what the left's strategy is, how they play their base. And then, unfortunately, because I am outside of this political system and this two-party propaganda brainwashing, I'm going to tell you how the right does the same thing. And then I'm going to tell you a little something. I'm going to show you another place. The strategy that I'm going to outline that the Democrats are using is used on all American people, not just in a partisan way. And I'm going to talk about that, too. I'm going to make a connection. That maybe this will be the thing that gets through to people. Maybe this is it. I think this all the time. I think, you know, I'll notice something. I'll go, nobody else is talking about this. Maybe if I put this out there, maybe this will wake some people up. I'm about waking people up. I really am. I have this idealistic idea that if you say something, eventually I'll find the right way to say it, and people will put on their They Live glasses, you know, the Rowdy Roddy Piper thing where if you had the special glasses, you could see who the aliens were. I'm handing out glasses here, people, to see through this theater you're watching. And I found it kind of funny to find that story about all the insiders, the CEOs, CFO, and board members of the major corporations at just about record levels of stock sales right now. While we're told by the mainstream media, everything's going great. I mean, I got to ask you, you think you know more about where the market's headed than the CEOs, the CFOs, the board members, and the venture capitalists? You think we're given the same information they are? They're selling record levels of stocks right now. At least since the dot-com crash, where another time where they watched the run-up and all the dot-com stocks and mom and pop out there were jumping on to get their online trading account because everybody was getting rich on the and all the tech stocks and all the internet stocks. And all us suckers out there were piling into these things, taking valuations to nosebleed levels. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, all the insiders were selling. Who was left holding the bag? The people. Entered a pretty rough recession then. They probably did the same thing with real estate. All the smart money got out of real estate probably around 2006, 2007. Who got holding the bag? Oh, the little house flippers, those people who got them houses they couldn't afford. It's going on right now. Behind the scenes of this political theater, if you pull back the curtain, if you look backstage, they're doing the same stuff they always are. They're working the system. That's why they're rich. I mean, I gotta say, at least they're smarter than most of us. We all hate to see some real idiot cash out and do real well while we struggle and we think we're smart and we're trying hard and you see somebody just luck into something. At least these people are smart. They're actually working the system. They're playing us. So you've tuned in to the only conservative talk radio show that's not going to play you a bunch of clips from all the Democrats that ran to the podiums yesterday. It's not going to play you the clips from all the major networks who bring in the analysts to tell you that the walls are closing in on Donald Trump. I'm not going to bring in the Republicans who defend Donald Trump. I'm not going to bring in all of the talking points from the right that talk about how terrible the left is, because I don't think you need to hear that from me, to be honest with you. You don't already know that? I'm going to tell you, when I come back, I'm going to tell you the strategy that the left is using, how the right uses it also, and then I'm going to tell you a little secret. See if you can make this connection. This strategy the Democrats are using right now, our federal government uses on us all the time. It's the exact same strategy. As I started to dissect it yesterday, I was like, yep, this is exactly how they do these things. And I'll talk about that in just a second. Stay with me. This is the Mike Madison Show, 1039 WYAB.
If you need an experienced lawyer that you can trust, contact the law firm of Danks, Miller & Corey. Our lawyers represent clients and small businesses across Mississippi. With over 100 years of combined legal experience, we have the expertise to handle even the most complex legal matters. When you need a lawyer to fight for you, don't compromise. Call Danks, Miller & Corey. You can reach us at 601-957-3101, 601-957-3101, or online at danksmillercorey.com.
Welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show, 1039 WYAB. I'm kind of like the guy when a big storm is coming and everybody is freaking out and boarding up windows and getting sandbags and basically looting the grocery stores and buying enough water for a year and a half, I'm the guy who just mixes a few cocktails and sits down in the house and enjoys it because I've watched the weather reports. I know that the storm's not going to be really big. Now, sometimes the people who don't prepare really well are the ones trying to break through their roof and be rescued by the Coast Guard. I'm aware of that. I run that risk, but I'm just not going to participate in all this breathlessness. Now, they've released the whistleblower complaint. They've released the transcripts. Sounds like, I mean, it's funny to me that we act like we don't think that our dear leaders, be them Barack Obama or George Bush or Bill Clinton, ever get on the phone with another leader and say something that we probably wouldn't approve of. Like every call is always above board. Joe Biden had a comment, and I don't have the clip, but he came out and he said something like, when we allow a president to shred our Constitution, that goes on forever, or it's indefinite, it keeps on happening, whatever he says, something like that. And my first thought was, well, I mean, I think you're right, Joe. I mean, I actually agree with Joe Biden. The problem is, that happened what? Who was the first president to really crap on the Constitution? Was it Abraham Lincoln when he decided to form an army to invade sovereign states because they disagreed with his policies? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a real good historian on this stuff, but I see unconstitutional stuff going on all the time. They've shredded this Constitution long time ago. It has nothing to do with Donald Trump, and certainly not with his stupid call with Ukraine. But I'll tell you what the left is doing. See, the Democrats need to keep stuff stirred up, don't they? They've got a horrible crop of candidates. I agree with most of my conservative contemporaries on radio that this is a distraction, and they're trying to take down Trump because they know their only chance of winning is to somehow try to destroy him before one of these idiots that they are putting up for office has to face off with him. But I think it's a lot bigger than that. You people on the left, if you think about this intellectually and independently, which is what I ask of my listeners every single day, put aside the partisan talking points and all that stuff. It's like I say, it's just you and me. You're not in a chat room with all your political allies. You're not on social media putting your views. It's just you and me. So think about these things logically. See, the left knows that they're never going to deliver on any of these promises that they're making you. There always has to be a boogeyman, whether it's the left, the right, or our foreign policy. They've always got to keep you scared of somebody because they're not ever going to lift people out of poverty using the government. It's never going to happen. Matter of fact, capitalism is the only thing that lifts people out of poverty worldwide. But that doesn't give them any power. Free markets don't give politicians any power, so they convince you that you're helpless and weak, and without their help, you'll never succeed. But they're never going to deliver on that. They're not going to stop racism. They actually create more of it by talking about it constantly. People get fed up with identity politics, but the left tells you somehow they're going to stamp out all unfairness and racism, and you're going to wake up every day and everything's going to be perfect. It's not going to happen. They're not going to fix the healthcare system with some big, giant government program. You're going to be wildly disappointed if they do get Medicare for all. Ooh, got to chill up my spine even contemplating that idea, but they can't fix the healthcare system with the government. They're not going to fix wealth inequality because they serve the big banks and the Federal Reserve too. All of these things they're not going to do. They're not going to fix your schools. They're not going to bring big government into your schools. They keep making them worse. If you haven't noticed, since the Department of Education was opened up in the 1977, something like that, during the Carter administration, education gets steadily worse. They can't fix a big city. They make big cities worse with all these government programs. They're not going to be able to stop gun violence. If you go out and try to do a full gun confiscation, let's just say in your beautiful world, every law-abiding gun owner is completely stripped of their Second Amendment rights, you'll actually be less safe than you are now because the criminals will have the gun. See, they cannot let you watch their record. This is just a con job. This is just another little thing to feed their base to say, we're going after the real boogeyman. Don't pay attention to what we do. It's all Trump's fault. We're going to get him. And they've convinced so many people in this country that they're so helpless that you need Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, and AOC. Oh, my gosh. I got to tell you, you're better than that. You are better than that. Now, here's where a lot of you may be nodding your head in agreement. Yeah, that's right. The Democrats are never going to fix any of these things. They're terrible. You're right.
And that's very obvious to us, isn't it? It's obvious to all of us that this is just a huge distraction, that this is they've been trying to do this impeachment for years. More on that in just a second. I'm going to tie it into another policy we have. But this show is about objective look at the politics from the outside. We take off our partisan lenses for just a minute. The right does the exact same thing. The right is never going to tell you they're serious about controlling spending. They're never going to do it. They've had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity. They keep telling us that they're for small limited government. They're not. So they set up the boogeyman of the left. Well, the left is terrible. I'll admit it. But it certainly takes our focus. All of this looking, all of this impeachment battle that we have now or whatever it is, every week it's another us versus them. They're never actually going to control spending. They're never going to go against the healthcare lobbyists to bring down healthcare costs. It's never going to happen. They just keep saying it, so you keep believing it. You don't notice that they're not doing it because you're so busy with all of this political theater. They're never willingly going to end any of these endless wars because they're whores to the military-industrial complex, Saudi Arabia and Israel. They're bought and paid for. Now, they'll tell you we seek peace. Peace through strength. That's absolutely not true. It's demonstrably not true, but they'll tell you that, you'll soak it in, and then you'll spend all your time fighting with AOC, who has an approval rating nationally, something like 14%, or paying attention to what Beto O'Rourke says, who's polling at, 1.25%? I mean, he's not long for this campaign. But boy, we've spent a lot of energy focusing on the things he says. The right, this party of limited government and constitutional values, it's never going to let you have any real control over your own money. They're going to tell you they're going to let you keep 2% more than those rascally Democrats, but they'll never tell you the dirty little secret, which is taxation is theft. It's not necessary. They take in $2 trillion from constitutional ways of taking in money, but they can't make it on that. They need to pick your pockets every payroll period, and they somehow sold conservatives on the idea that confiscating 35% of your money is a winning proposition. 39%. That's just too much. That's too much. That's insane. We're going to take it down to 35%. We go, oh, thank you, thank you. And they'll take a little bit less on the top end, and then they'll take away some of your deductions on the bottom end. I mean, here's just a shocking thought to everybody, and it's kind of where I come from. If you're a regular listener to the show, this will come as no surprise to you. We don't need either one of these parties. We need to be left alone with our income intact. That would unleash prosperity in this country. Can you imagine if we didn't have politics hanging over us? For those of us that pay attention to it, look, I'm a political junkie. I mean, I'm somewhat entertained by this stuff. I mean, I find it fascinating. But the reason I enjoy it so much is because I want to expose it. They tricked me for so long. I'm still angry. It's like like being a jilted lover. I'm still angry that they tricked me. You've seen these people, sometimes they're in a bitter divorce. They go around just trashing their ex to anybody who will listen. Oh, the divorce was totally their fault. They did this. They did that. I mean, just, you know, air all the dirty laundry of the other side. Well, that's kind of what I am. Not in my divorce. I wasn't like that in my divorce, but I am like that politically. They tricked me for so long that I am going to go out and talk bad about them until other people see how horrible they are, both of these political parties. Now, the Republican Party is not as bad. I'll give you that. You know, I kind of have been working on a slogan, or not working on it, it just kind of came to me the other day. The Democrats need to be defeated. The Republicans need to be reformed. That's probably the best case scenario, although Republicans will never reform the Republican Party because we're too distracted. We're not going to pay attention to this. And to the left, you're just hopeless at this point. You have no spine. You've been convinced you're so helpless. I'm surprised you can get up and dress yourself in the morning without some government program to tell you what to wear, bring clothes to your door every day. We don't need either one of these. But when I come back, I'm going to tell you, this is a strategy that the Democrats are using against Donald Trump, right? We know this. They've been seeking to impeach him since the day he beat Hillary Clinton. Maybe before that. Well, they never thought he'd actually win the presidency, but they have been plotting, and we have just watched, whether it's Russiagate or Stormy Daniels or campaign stuff with Michael Cohen, or, you know, they're just waiting. They're trying to grab onto anything that they can impeach this guy on, right?
We see this. It's as obvious. I know everybody listening to the sound of my voice knows this is exactly the tactic that has been employed against this. And now they think they've got something, so they're trying to really pounce. Again, it's not going to work. It's not going to happen. We'll be on to some other news story. This one may last a few weeks, as annoying as that is to me. It's not going to happen. But I'm going to tell you where else this exact strategy that you can see so clearly that the Democrats are employing right now, I'm going to show you where else it's used that you don't notice it. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Mike Madison here. All of us should be flying our U.S. flag. And now's the perfect time to contact a Complete Flag Source to have a flagpole installed at your home or business. For a limited time, all U.S. flags up to 5x8 along with flagpole setups are 15% off. That's 15, 20, and 25-foot in-ground kits, sectional, and aluminum. House spinner poles will keep your flag from wrapping in the wind, and a Complete Flag Source has all of the right brackets. Visit a Complete Flag Source, I-55 North Frontage Road, Jackson, or online at CompleteFlags.com.
All right, next hour, we take a break from current events and politics. Thank goodness. I would rather talk next hour for an hour about acne than cover this ridiculousness about what's going on with impeachment. That's how uninterested I am in it. I guess that makes me a real weirdo on talk radio. But that's how I feel. This is pointless, and I think it's ridiculous. Okay, so what's the strategy that the Democrats are employing right now? I talk to a largely conservative audience. Let's just think about this. We see it. It's so obvious to us, right? What is it? The minute Donald Trump got elected, and they didn't think he was going to get elected, so I don't know if they considered this before, but as soon as they realized that Queen Hillary had been defeated, they immediately began the idea of taking him down, right? I mean, we've seen this. And the first thing they did was they painted him as some existential threat. No proof whatsoever. The guy had not governed for a day in his life. And they were already talking about his transition team. They were looking for ways to discredit him before he even took the oath of office, right? No proof whatsoever. But they made their believers think that Trump was an existential threat to this country. This madman with his finger on the button and this racist, homophobe, xenophobe. No proof of any of it. They just went after it. And then what they do is they hound him relentlessly. Everything that comes up is always Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump did this. Donald Trump did that. And then they say things like, you know, we don't want to impeach. We want to work with the Republican Party and across aisles. But Donald Trump's actions make this just absolutely impossible. Right? I mean, am I not describing exactly what we've seen for the last 2.5 years? They report endlessly on the media about every possibility of wrongdoing. Regardless of evidence, they never had any evidence in the Russiagate stuff. I'm certainly not going to get bogged down in the details of that, but we watch. I mean, they constantly report that they think this is happening. They use terms like sources, little air quotes in the studio here, sources say. And they just keep on the attack, keep on the attack, keep on the attack until maybe they try to dig something up that people will possibly believe is a crime. And then they try to topple the presidency. Is this not the strategy we've seen from the Democrats for the last 2.5 years? Now, let me pose something to you, because this is the exact same strategy that they use on us when it comes to foreign policy and wars. It's the exact same thing. See, I've played clips from you that show that Iran was in the crosshairs back in 2001, long before the nuclear deal, long before the end of the nuclear deal, long before Trump. I mean, 2001, Iran was on a list for regime change. I've played the Wesley Clark clip. I'm not going to play it again. Go look it up yourself if you don't understand what I'm talking about. So the first thing, like the Democrats did to Donald Trump, is you got to first paint them as an existential threat. No proof of it whatsoever. You just say it a bunch of times. Donald Trump is a racist. He's a madman with his finger on the button. Iran is an existential threat to everybody. The biggest state sponsor of terror. No proof of any of this stuff. You just say it. Say it enough times. Get everybody all exercised. Then the Democrats hound Donald Trump relentlessly. Everything is his fault. And we hound Iran. Every scuffle in the Middle East, every bad action in the Middle East is all Iran's fault. The Democrats say, well, we don't want to impeach. We want to work with them, but Trump's actions just make this impossible. We just can't work with somebody like this. This is the same thing with Iran. We want peace. We want to work with the Iranians, but as long as they're involved in this belligerent behavior, we just can't work with them. For 2.5 years, we listened to the Democrats just report endlessly about every possibility of wrongdoing without any evidence. And they use terms like sources in all their stories, just sources, anonymous sources, unidentified sources, the same way we use intelligence. Our intelligence community says Iran is guilty of X, Y, or Z. Venezuela is guilty of X, Y, or Z. And then the Democrats just keep on attacking Donald Trump, just keep on pounding, follow every little rat hole you can to see if you can dig something out of everything, the same way we do when we want to topple a country. We look for everything. The Democrats relentlessly attack Donald Trump. If he speaks back against them, they go, oh my God, did you hear what he had to say? They back him into a corner as far as they can, and then when he tries to fight back, the Democrats go, oh my God, look what he's doing. Look at this person, this madman. And that's what we do to countries. We back them into a corner. We relentlessly attack them, and then when they lash out in any way in response, we say, see? Did you hear what they said? And then the Democrats' ultimate goal is to topple this president, right? They use all of these strategies because the end goal is to topple this presidency. They use all these nasty strategies to try to topple the presidency of Donald Trump the same way that our country, our foreign policy establishment, not you and me, it's not Americans' fault. This isn't anti-American. This is anti-deep state foreign policy neocon warmongers. Their goal is to topple the government of Venezuela or North Korea or Iran or whatever, or Russia. It's the exact same strategy. It's kind of fascinating for me to watch, but if you can connect those two, if you can see now, I have to pounce on this while it's hot, you can see the Democrat strategy. You've been watching it unfold. You've been embroiled in it if you're a political watcher, if you're a Trump supporter. You've been watching the Democrats go on this bizarre campaign against Donald Trump with no proof of anything, just constant accusations with their end goal to take down his presidency. Take that view, understand that strategy, and apply it to what we do to other countries. It's exactly the same. Demonize, 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 back them into a corner, and when they act out, blame them. I'll be right back. All night
with the king. Think back to your childhood. I bet you can recall that one person who was always tattling on you. You took an extra cookie from the jar. They told mom. Didn't brush your teeth before bed. They ratted you out. Well, our own bodies are a lot like those childhood tattletales, consistently giving us reports of our health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show here at 103.9 WYAB, and this is Wednesday. Every Wednesday from 10 to 11 o'clock, I take a break from the maddening world of politics and current events. We take a break with a nice empowering segment that can help you within the next couple of hours, should you choose to begin taking this task on yourself and assuming some level of self-responsibility, of personal responsibility and accountability to feel better. This is Hump Day Health, natural health news you can use. I start off every show I do explaining to you that I am not a doctor, I'm not a scientist, I'm not an orthopedic surgeon, I'm not a chemist, I'm not a biologist, I'm not a nurse, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a nothing, man. I'm just somebody who stumbled into natural health and eating organic and taking the right supplements and doing the right things, and I just dramatically improved my health. I'm healthier now than I was 20 years ago. Ask anybody who knows me. They will tell you that this is the truth. Haven't had a sick day now in 14, 15 years. It's right there for you if you want to take it. Today is National Fitness Day. I'm sure everybody knows this. Actually, I didn't until this morning, but it's National Fitness Day, and if I can just be one more in a chorus of voices telling you, please start doing some level of exercise if you were not. We all know we should. This is it's kind of the American motto about some of the things like this when it comes to health stuff. I know I should, but I'm too busy. I know I should, but I got to tell you, I'm real sore today. I exercise. I go to the gym 5 to 6 days a week now. I've just come to really enjoy it. It's not a chore. I thought it would be. I didn't belong to a gym for the longest time because I thought I'd make excuses to not go. I found myself just really enjoying it. And you know that soreness after you have a good workout? I love that. It makes you stand up straighter. It makes you just feel better. You just feel more together, I guess is a way to say it. And as I spoke last week, if you do go to a gym, if you start working out, do more than just cardio stuff. Do a little bit of resistance training. It is very important to bone health, to burning fat. What they say is muscle burns more fat than just cardio. When you get done with cardio, you stop burning fat. If you build muscle, that muscle continues to demand energy to repair and everything else, and you'll actually lose more fat. So consider that. Do some level of resistance training. Regardless of your age, consult with whatever, a personal trainer or a doctor or whatever. Don't jump in and tear up your body. But today is National Fitness Day, so again, it's a good time to remember that moving definitely helps. A lot of people have shoulder problems, and I ran across this, and unfortunately, there's not a good clip for it. I would rather have a therapist, a physical therapist, or somebody else explain this to you, but because it's so visual, it's hard for me to describe. You can look these kinds of things up, particularly on YouTube. You'll see things like this. I've known a lot of people who have had chronic shoulder problems, myself included. My left arm, I think I tore up my rotator cuff. I can't even remember the injury. For the longest time, I remembered what I had done that had really jammed or screwed up my shoulder. Over the past 10 years or so, with supplementation and doing some exercises and things like that, it's pretty much gone. It's just gone. No surgeries, no chronic pain. It's just healed itself. It's amazing what the body will do if you give it the raw materials it actually needs. If you're suffering from shoulder pain, and sometimes these things may require surgery, I don't know, but I ran across a resource that you can check out if you're experiencing probably, well, this is very much for shoulder pain. You can probably find very similar things as far as nutrition and supplementation. If you've got joint pain, knee pain, my ankles used to be terrible. I had a job managing a huge nightclub. And I would spend 8 hours a day walking around on a concrete floor. And back in the day, I actually wore cowboy boots fairly regularly to work. And I remember in the mornings, I would try to get out of bed. And I walked like an old man for about 2 minutes. This was when I was in my early 30s, late 20s. I mean, my ankles were just a mess. They would eventually warm up and I'd be okay. But every morning, all that's gone. Now, I don't walk on these floors anymore. My job has changed, so that's part of it. But let me just tell you, if you've got joint pain, look into nutritional remedies for this, maybe before surgery. I'm not advising anybody to not have a surgery if you are convinced that that's what you need to do. But I also know people who have some of these surgeries, these shoulder surgeries, knee surgeries, and they're just never quite the same. Sometimes it works out fantastic. But if there's a natural approach to it, I always think that should be one of our first go-tos. If we would start really focusing on natural treatments for things first, at least, to give them a try. Just give them a little chance to work. And if that doesn't work, then there's always still the option of surgery and drugs and those kinds of things. But my whole show is based around the fact there are natural solutions to a lot of problems. Dr. John M. Kirsch, it's K-I-R-S-C-H. Dr. John M. Kirsch, he is an orthopedic surgeon. And I ran across his material. He has got a book called Shoulder Pain, The Solution and Prevention, by Dr. Kirsch. Again, K-I-R-S-C-H. You can look this up for yourself. Essentially, what this is doing hanging exercises. That's right, just hanging out. And you can go to YouTube, and that's why this isn't a great segment to do a clip from it, because it's very visual. But you can go to YouTube and find people, physical therapists, orthopedic surgeons who have got videos out there on how to start hanging. And when I say hanging, that's exactly what I mean. Putting your arms up on a bar and easing yourself into. You don't just jump up, grab onto a bar, and just hang there. Go find a way to actually do it so that you're relieving your joints in the correct way. For people that haven't done it before, and if you're experiencing shoulder pain, then you start off small. Again, I'm not telling you what to do. You go do your research for this. But this is Dr. John M. Kirsch, an orthopedic surgeon that's got this book out, Shoulder Pain, The Solution and Prevention, where he really talks about just hanging. Can you imagine avoiding a shoulder surgery, the expense, the recovery time, the possible complications from it, if you just were able to find relief through this? Now, this is a gradual process for people that have shoulder pain. As I say, don't run out and just jump up and grab a bar and hang there for 10 minutes. There's a way to ease into this, then you're responsible for doing that research so you don't do any further damage if you've got a bad joint. But it is just an amazing thing to me to see these orthopedic surgeons telling people and not being heard, just hang, start taking some stress off your joint, build up some of the muscles. And it's the mechanics of why hanging works is pretty fascinating to me. I'm also not a studier of anatomy. I don't think I ever took an anatomy and physiology class in my life. That's why I tell you, I don't have any qualifications to advise you on your health, but I find it fascinating. And there are videos you can see where they take this, you know, one of the skeleton things you see at medical schools, and they show you exactly what this hanging does. And it actually increases the amount of room in your shoulder joint to allow you to move and not hit these nerves that you're hitting because you've got compression in that area. Pretty fascinating stuff. Again, Dr. John M. Kirsch, he's an orthopedic surgeon. He's got Shoulder Pain, The Solution and Prevention by Dr. Kirsch. And it's a book, I don't know what it costs, but if $20 and advice from an orthopedic surgeon saves you from a surgery that you may or may not need, and depending on if the Dr. Kirsch's approach works for you, I think it would be worth the $20 or whatever it is to get his book. I'm going to say this too, because in just a second I'm going to get to another resource that don't have a clip for. If you ever hear stuff like this and you're driving, you can't hear, if you want to get my show notes that's got links to everything that I discuss on the health show, you can email me, MikeMadison@WYAB.com. All I'm going to do is send you my ugly notes. I tell everybody, don't judge me. I type fast. I've got to take a lot of notes. I misspell things. There's bad grammar in this. I don't pay attention to it. So forgive me for that, but it does have links to all the stuff I'm going to talk about today. I'm going to talk a little bit more about oil pulling. This is a concept that's been around for thousands of years that may have some dramatic health benefits for you. Let's see what else that I had today. There's a new study about antidepressants. I don't want to keep banging this drum every single show, but when there's a new study out, I'm going to cover it here. Stay with me. This is Hump Day Health on the Mike Madison Show. All night
with the food allergies know how difficult it can be to find quality, affordable restaurants that cater to your needs. That's why the folks over at Your Pie have made a commitment to ensure everyone can enjoy great-tasting pizza. Your Pie offers gluten-free dough, vegan, non-dairy cheese, and non-dairy sorbet. Just ask for it next time you're in line. Matter of fact, just mention any allergy you have, and the folks at Your Pie will go over the top to make sure you can safely enjoy their delicious food. That's Your Pie in Gluckstadt, where food allergies never stop you from being able to express your inner pizza.
Right into this world, all alone. God takes your soul, you're on your own.
Well, another study has come out that has shocked the medical community and surprised nobody in the natural health community. This is a story from the 19th of September, just a few short days ago, that ran in the Telegraph in Great Britain. The most commonly prescribed antidepressant barely relieves symptoms of modern depression, a major study reveals. The largest independent investigation ever undertaken found patients taking sertraline experienced negligible improvements in mood, published in The Lancet Psychiatry. The study comes amid mounting controversy over increased use of antidepressants by general practitioners in recent decades, and this... I got to tell you, Great Britain's got nothing on us. With roughly 7.3 million people in England issued a prescription each year, the latest statistic I saw that's years old in the United States,
250 million prescriptions in the United States for antidepressants. That doesn't mean 250 million people. I believe the statistic is one out of every seven people is on one of these drugs because we over-medicate our people for the profits of industries, and we believe there's a pill for every ill, even though the evidence is showing that that is not working out so well for us. If you are on antidepressants or if you've taken them, I am not here to judge anybody. I have been on Zoloft before. I think this was back in my 20s, and I took it because somebody that I knew was taking it. And it just, I was such an admirer of the cutting-edge technology coming out of the pharmaceutical companies. I'm here to tell you a lot of the things I talk about, whether it's politics or whether it's health. I didn't always know this stuff. I'm kind of self-taught in these areas. So I took these things too, and I'm not telling anybody to adjust a dosage or get off of anything cold turkey. That's when these things can be dangerous. But the bottom line is, this is what's interesting here. The next sentence in this story says, and this is about the largest, let me see if it said the largest. I don't want to. Yes, the largest independent investigation ever undertaken found patients taking sertraline experienced negligible improvements in mood. Its author said they were, quote, shocked and surprised, unquote, by the results, and called for the development of a new class of medication. Of course, because there's no other possible treatments for depression, right, other than a pill. Suddenly, somehow, in the 20th century, we just suddenly all got this chemical imbalance in our brain. Here's another dirty little secret. And you can go find, I wish I had the clip. I didn't prepare well for this segment. There's a clip where somebody, a kind of a man on the street, goes up to a conference of psychologists and psychiatrists, and they talk about antidepressants. And every one of these doctors says, well, there's no evidence. We don't have any markers that tell you what this chemical imbalance in the brain is. We don't know if there's a chemical imbalance. If there is one, we don't know what it is. Yet that's what we've been led to believe, that these drugs somehow fix the chemical imbalance in our brains, yet they have no test for that. They have no way of measuring that. They don't know what's going on. They just know that by inserting these chemicals in your brain that it alters to a way that affects your serotonin levels. But there's no chemical imbalance that they can point to. It's a great clip because, and you can find this online, it's a great clip because this is people in the industry that have been doling out these medicines like candy, admitting, well, we don't know what's going on in the brain, but this seems to help. Well, they're finding out that they don't even really help that much. The study included 654 people aged 18 to 74 who were given either the antidepressant for 12 weeks or a placebo. The results showed depressive symptoms were 5% lower after 6 weeks in the sertraline group, which was, quote, no convincing evidence, unquote, of an effect. Now, if only there was something else that you could do on National Fitness Day, let me go back to it and tell you right now, exercise is huge for depression, and I can attest for that. And I can tell you, it's so obvious to me that if I don't exercise for a few weeks, and sometimes, you know, in the past, I've been doing really good for the last year probably, but there have been times in the past where I just fell off my exercise routine completely, and I might go a month, 2 months without ever getting off my butt and exercising. I always found an excuse, and I got to tell you, I didn't feel mentally great. Exercise will change these things. Vitamin D is known to improve mood. St. John's wort is a natural supplement that can be used. Again, do your own research on all of this stuff. But I ran across some stuff. Again, this is not a good, nothing to clip from it. So if you're driving and want to get this, ask me for my show notes. But there is a doctor that does a lot of stuff. She's got a story. Her name is Kelly Brogan. Kelly, B-R-O-G-A-N, and her website is kellybroganmd.com. And she's got a story that says, depression starts in your gut. Have you ever heard that before? I didn't think so. I've talked on this show with Jordan Townsend from Naturally You about this and the fact of getting your gut bacteria right. There is a gut-brain communication going on. Your gut health is very important to your immune system. It's very important to your mood. It's very weird to think about. They talk about the stomach being the second brain of your body. And if you get your gut health right, and I'm not going to spend a whole show today talking about how to get your gut health right, but using things like antibiotics and staying off of GMO foods that are covered in herbicides that actually kill your good gut bacteria, if you do those kinds of things, you may find that your mood also improves. Again, don't alter your dosage of antidepressants or get off of them cold turkey without intense supervision by a medical practitioner. This is when these things are dangerous. But if you are considering, if you're finding your mood deteriorating, if you will look to your diet, get a little bit of exercise, get some sunshine, supplement with vitamin D, these kinds of things, do your own research, you'll find that they will improve your mood better than this 5%, which is no evidence of efficacy with this sertraline. It's right there in front of us. Kelly Brogan, actually, if you go to her website, it's kellybroganmd.com. She has got a free ebook there, and it says, Change Your Food, Heal Your Mood. Change Your Food, Heal Your Mood. That is a free ebook that she has got on her website that I would encourage people who may be thinking that they're suffering from some level of depression. Again, as I say, antidepressants may be good for a small sliver of the population that has some problems that cannot be addressed through diet. I don't know what that situation necessarily is, but I'm not here to tell you that these kinds of drugs are not applicable in some certain situations. What I am absolutely 100% convinced of is that we are wildly, wildly over-medicated as a society, and antidepressants is one of the main culprits in this. It's a tremendously profitable model. But when you do your research and find out that there are things that you can do, and the side effects of exercise, what are they? You lose weight, you look better, you get compliments from your friends and your family. I mean, that's the side effect of these things. Side effects of antidepressants are things like, oh, you may want to kill yourself. So approaching it from a natural strategy first might be a good idea. But again, check out kellybroganmd.com. Depression starts in your gut. This may be a great place for you to start. Again, if you're on anything, consult with a physician if you'd like to transition to something. But even if you stay on the drugs, start working on your gut. Start doing the right things and see if they don't improve. Because obviously studies are showing that the effectiveness of these drugs is lacking anyway. So you may need to give yourself a boost. When I come back, I'm going to talk about oil pulling. That's a sexy topic, isn't it? It's what you tune in to talk radio for. I touched on it a little bit last week, and I realized I had done this for a while and then fell off of the habit, probably ran out of coconut oil at some point. I don't know what happened. You know, we all are guilty of these things, having a good habit and then letting it just slide away. And so I kind of rediscovered it and been doing it some in the last week. So I'm going to talk about what oil pulling is. This is thousands and thousands and thousands of years old. There were some interesting things. You know, people haven't been brushing their teeth for very long at all. It may be under 100 years that we've had nylon bristles that have allowed us to brush our teeth. So what did people do before that? They didn't. You know, archaeological evidence is showing that some people still had good, healthy set of teeth when they died long before the toothbrush came around. Oil pulling, we'll describe it in just a second. I'll tell you some of the health benefits of it and maybe something that you look into yourself. Stay with me.
You know that friend that's eating healthy, or as they put it, eating clean? They're overly concerned with eating habits, especially yours. They cite the latest health studies, the ones that change weekly. Eggs are good? No, bad. No, wait, eggs are good. Instead, maybe you should listen to what your own body is saying about your health and well-being. Naturally You, a nutrition response testing center, uses a natural, scientific, and non-invasive system of analyzing your body to discover the underlying causes of ill health. Certified practitioners at Naturally You use your body's neurological reflexes and acupuncture points to determine what nutrients your body needs, then designs a dietary supplement program based on your body and condition. If you have struggled with weight, fatigue, or ongoing health issues, Naturally You invites you to join them this Tuesday night for a free workshop. Visit naturallyyou.fit to reserve your spot. That's naturallyyou.fit.
Now I'm calling all citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees. So will you catch me now? I'm falling.
All right, welcome back. This is the Mike Madison Show. It's Wednesday, so I'm doing my hump day health, natural health news you can use. Nope, sorry, you turned into conservative radio station. You're not getting impeachment news. Just hang out. Empower yourself to take back your health. You got 22 more hours today to get all of your latest impeachment hysteria news. Take a minute, take a break, and improve your health for a minute. I wanted to talk about oil pulling. Again, not a good audio for this one necessarily, but I touched on this last week. And to be honest with you, I can't even remember why I brought it up. It was a remedy to something or other that I discussed, but I wanted to get a little bit more in depth to it because it's something that I ran across probably, I don't know, 8 or 10 years ago and have used before. And it's something that's not widely known about. As I was reading through and doing a little bit of research on this, I did find it interesting that I don't think it's in the stories that I've clipped right here, but they were saying, you know, brushing our teeth really started, I think, like in the 1930s. It was the first time we had these nylon brushes that we could put into our mouth and use toothpaste and brush our teeth. So for thousands and thousands of years, people didn't have access to this. Now, I'm also aware that I believe, was it George Washington had wooden teeth? So, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that we haven't made some strides that are helping our tooth health. But oil pulling is more than just about brushing teeth. This is from one of my favorites. If you haven't heard of him or if you haven't heard me talk about him recently, Dr. Axe. This is DrAxe.com. Dr. Axe, he's a sharp guy, has a ton of videos. Just about anything that you have as a health challenge, you can go to Dr. Axe, and he'll give you some ideas on a natural approach to tackling that issue. I really recommend his site just because he does such a good job of really explaining things really well. And I ran across, of course, a story from him about coconut oil pulling. Coconut oil pulling is one of the best ways to remove bacteria and promote healthy teeth and gums. In fact, it's been proven to be even more effective than flossing, and it's one of the best ways to naturally whiten your teeth. Used primarily in Ayurvedic medicine, oil pulling, known as gandusha in Ayurveda, specifically coconut oil pulling, is a fantastic oral detoxification procedure that's simply done by swishing a tablespoon of oil. Typically, coconut oil, olive oil, or sesame oil. Dr. Axe talks about coconut oil for a specific reason I'll get into in just a second. You swish this around in your mouth for about 10 to 20 minutes. Oil pulling works by cleaning or detoxifying the oral cavity in a similar way that soap cleans dirty dishes. It literally sucks the dirt, all of the toxins, out of your mouth and creates a clean, antiseptic oral environment that contributes to the proper flow of dental liquid that's needed to prevent cavities and other diseases. This is not just about oral health either. This unbelievably effective procedure has been used for centuries as a traditional Indian remedy for tooth decay, bad breath. It heals bleeding gums, can prevent heart disease, reduce overall inflammation, whiten your teeth, soothe throat dryness, prevent cavities, heal cracked lips, boost the immune system, improve acne, and it can strengthen gums and jaws. Again, and you know what's so amazing about these things? They take a little bit of effort, a little bit of commitment, and Dr. Axe and some other stuff I saw said, you know, 3 to 5 times per week of doing this is a good way to detoxify your mouth. You take a tablespoon of coconut oil, essentially on a spoon. If you had any dealings with coconut oil, you know, at like 73 degrees or something like that, it's not, it hardens up. Anything 73 or below or 72 or below, it becomes, you know, like feels like a lard type substance. It's hard. If it goes above that, if it warms up, then it becomes a liquid. You take 1 tablespoon of coconut oil and just put it in your mouth. Now, it is just slimy. I like the taste. I love the smell of coconut oil. As an aside, I was such a weirdo when I was at University of Georgia. I loved spring break. I loved being out in the sun. I had spent a couple of years being a lifeguard where I was out with all the tan people and our coconut oil sunscreens and stuff like that. I took coconut oil or some sunscreen, coconut sunscreen oil, and I rubbed it around the door frame of my freshman dorm at University of Georgia so that every time I walked in and out of my room, I got a whiff of coconut oil because it reminded me of being out in the summer with everybody enjoying themselves. Yeah, I'm a bit of a strange guy, but it was, you know, what do you do when you're 18 years old and you do some weird stuff? Anyway, you take this coconut oil and you just put it in your mouth and you just swish it around. Now, you have to do this gently. You don't want it. It becomes very tiring. It's actually hard to do for 20 minutes if you were constantly really trying to power the same way that you might swish around a, you know, like a mouth breath freshener or something like that, or one of these after brushing things that you do kind of violently for just a few seconds and then you spit it out. With oil pulling, you just want it to move in and out of your teeth. It gets in all the crevices and it binds to these toxins. Now, here's the big key. Don't swallow it, okay? You are trying to draw these toxins out and get them into the oil, and you spit it out. If you use coconut oil, one of the important things to remember is that you want to spit this out into a trash can because, again, coconut oil can harden if it gets cool, and you do not want that in your pipes. So you spit this stuff out into a trash can. Dr. Axe recommends coconut oil. Let me get back to his page here. It just depends on the availability. Different countries around the world, some of them I've used sesame oil, I've used olive oil. I don't like the taste of olive oil by itself in my mouth. Coconut oil I find to be much better. Again, if you get any of these things, get an organic. Spend a couple of dollars more and get a good organic, unprocessed coconut oil. They have these things at just about every grocery store. Coconut oil has kind of made a big comeback in cooking and in health stuff for years now. It's everywhere. I use it every single morning in my coffee. But get a good organic coconut oil and swish it around your mouth. He uses coconut oil. He said it balances hormones, kills candida, improves digestion, moisturizes skin, reduces cellulite, decreases wrinkles and age spots, can balance your blood sugar and improve energy, improve Alzheimer's, increase HDL, and lower LDL cholesterol. And coconut oil is also good for burning fat. Of course, in what we've heard for the last 30 years, which was avoid fat to not get fat, we went on this low-fat craze, and we see exactly what's happened there. So this is just something that you can, again, look it up. Dr. Axe has got a great piece on it. There's more than I can even cover in this show. It's got videos on this. But coconut oil, the benefits across a big spectrum of different health things. They talk about the fact that your overall health can be dictated by your oral health, much beyond just brushing and flossing, but actually getting the microorganisms out of there and really cleaning your teeth in a healthy way. Also talks about teeth whitening, so that's another thing that coconut oil has a benefit to. Anyway, it's something I would consider, something I'm getting back into. I do these things just, I don't have any chronic problems. I'm not sick. We could all use teeth whitening from time to time, but if it's something that will just maintain good health for me, it's something that I'm gonna put into my holster. Got a couple other things. Got a flu season coming. I'll talk about one kind of misconception with the flu, and I'm going to start off with, you know, the stories that inevitably come every single year that I got to tell you, it just feels like a lot of fear-mongering. But flu season is on its way. You've got choices to make. If you want to avoid the flu, is the flu shot your best defense, or is there a way to avoid it naturally? We'll cover that when we come back here on the Mike Madison Show, Hump Day Health. Be right back. Mike Madison here. Have you heard about Lee Garland's latest offer? You know, he's the real estate agent with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance who will guarantee the sale of your home. Well, he's up the ante once again, and not only will he guarantee the sale, but he wants the opportunity to offer you cash before you ever even place it on the market. That's right. Lee Garland with the Moving On team at RE/MAX Alliance is and represents cash buyers who are willing to buy your home as is today. Can you imagine not having to jump through a bunch of hoops, not having to scramble around to meet the buyer's needs, and not having to do repairs for some crazy home inspection? If so, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424 for more details on his cash offer and or guaranteed sale. Again, call Lee Garland at 601-983-1130, 601-983-1130 or 601-941-2424. We're back. It's getting to be flu season again. I don't know if it's just time's going by so much faster as I get older. Do people feel like there's some kind of a quickening going on? It seems like the calendar looks like one of these scenes in a movie where they show kind of the calendar and the pages are blowing off like in a fan. They're just whoosh, 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 whoosh. But again, we are right back at flu season. You will know that this is coming upon us because as you drive down the road, you will see signs billboards, get your flu shot here. I'm not sure who isn't qualified to give a flu shot at this particular time. If you ride a bus, do you get a flu shot? I mean, everybody is giving out flu shots. There must be a lot of money in the flu shot business. I am not going to be very popular with the flu shot industry on this show, and particularly in this segment. We're all told the flu is just everywhere. This was NBC News. This is already happening. It's September, and as I say, it just feels like the last flu season just ended. Erica Edwards with NBC News. Flu seasons are notoriously unpredictable, but there are already clues that the upcoming season may be especially difficult. Flu season in the southern hemisphere can be an indication of what's to come in north hemisphere, and the recent flu season in Australia, where winter has just ended, arrived early and with a vengeance. A particularly virulent flu strain, H3N2, dominated. What's more, a pediatric flu death has already been reported in the U.S., a four-year-old in California who had underlying health problems already. We should never forget that the flu still kills, Dr. Cameron Kaiser, a public health officer for Riverside County, California, said in a news release announcing the death. And that is, I mean, obviously incredibly tragic. Those of us who had kids at one point had a four-year-old child, and you can't imagine that the flu would actually kill somebody. But what I wanted to bring up was a couple of things about the flu. Number one, as an anecdotal observation, I am somebody that for years got a flu shot. Most years. Sometimes I got lazy and forgot. And it never really seemed to make a difference as to whether I got the flu or not. On years that I got the flu shot, I might get a flu. On years I didn't get the flu shot, some years I didn't get a flu, and sometimes I got the flu. I remember a particular stretch of two Christmases in a row. We always got together with the same family every Christmas Eve for a big two-family celebration. I missed two of them in a row for being in the bed with colds and chills after having received flu shot 1 year, and 1 year I did not get the flu shot. This was years and years and years ago. Since I changed my diet, since I started paying attention to what I was putting into my body, since I started supplementing with vitamin D and vitamin C and making sure that I got some sunshine, understanding the importance of actually getting our skin exposed to the sun's rays, even though our medical establishment has told us to run from the sun and that it is bent on the destruction of all man, it seems to me a little counterintuitive that God put a sun out there and made it poisonous to us, but that's what we're kind of led to believe now. Not crazy sun. Don't go out and get a sunburn. But I get sun on my skin. I have not had the flu now in at least 14 years. I'm really waffling on this idea. My children were 4 years old. They're about to turn 19. So I guess I'm 14 years into this journey of natural health. And the last time that I had a sick day was before they were 4 years old. My children cannot remember ever seeing me sick. Anyway, so I do these natural health strategies, and they have worked out great for me. You make your own choice on a flu shot. Goodness knows they are available just about anywhere. I'm waiting for them to approach radio show hosts as the new purveyors of flu shots because it seems like everybody's given them now. I ran across this. This is one strategy that people use with the flu. Actually, people use this constantly, every day, all the time. I was also equally guilty of this, particularly when I had young children and went out anywhere in public, and that is hand sanitizer. It's everywhere. There's a new study out. This is studyfinds.org. Flu season alert. Hand sanitizer not very effective against virus strain, study warns. Subheadline, got 4 minutes? That's how long researchers say it will take for a person to rub their hands together with sanitizer before influenza A is deactivated. Researchers from Kyoto Prefectural University of Medicine in Japan have discovered that the influenza A virus remains active and infectious within infected wet mucus even after being exposed to an ethanol-based sanitizer for 2 full minutes. According to their research, it took nearly 4 minutes of exposure to a sanitizer to completely deactivate the virus. Needless to say, most people aren't rubbing their hands together with sanitizer for 4 minutes. And the story goes on to say, give you kind of the mechanics of what these viruses do and how they maintain themselves. I will tell you, people essentially bathe themselves in hand sanitizer, particularly when you have young children and you want to protect them from germs. again, I'm not telling you to stop doing this. I am so reluctant. I don't want anything that I say to be construed as advice or telling you anything. Again, I've got no certifications. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a nurse. I'm not a nothing. But when we think about things common sense-wise, and when you know that you have the power of all of this research in your pocket or in your purse, I'm just encouraging you to go look at this. There's a lot of information about the fact that these hand sanitizers actually create microscopic little holes in our hands that actually let things get into our system. Your best defense against the flu or any disease is a strong, healthy, functioning immune system. Going back to what we talked about earlier with gut health is extremely important. I don't know why I haven't gotten sick in 14 years. I suspect it is a combination of several things, one of which being I use organic foods. I try to avoid a bunch of unnecessary chemicals. Am I perfect? Absolutely not. Do I eat some junk food from time to time? Absolutely. Do I drink beer and drink a little bit of bourbon? Yes, I do. That's very occasionally. In my 20s, five times a week. Now, maybe twice a month. But the bottom line is, I'm not perfect. But when I started paying attention to this stuff, all of these annual illnesses just disappeared. Look at gut health. Do your own research. Look at hand sanitizers. Look at where they may be leading you into a situation where you're more prone to get diseases. Children, while not, we don't want to just take them around places that are where sickness is everywhere. Your child's immune system needs a workout like anybody else. Being exposed to germs here or there is not necessarily just a net bad across the board. Your immune system responds and builds antibodies to things. I don't know the mechanism. Look it up for yourself. But this idea that we should put ourselves in a hand sanitizer bubble every time we go out does not seem to be serving us. If you're looking for alternatives to the flu shot, or you just don't want to get the flu and you want to feel better along the way, I'm telling you, dial in your nutrition and it will be a much better situation for you. Before I go, I wanted to play this one quick little story. This is kind of a, I don't know, just a health alert. I was encouraged to see some people that are calling attention to this issue. We are at the cusp of the rollout of 5G. 5G technology. Now, the first problem I have with it is that I don't understand how it is going to so dramatically improve my life. I understand it is probably going to make a lot of people wealthy. I understand that it is important to our governments to have 5G rolled out because it is very profitable to governments at all different levels. That it's an investment in, it will increase GDP measurements. It's even supposed to be such a big rollout on transformation technology that it will affect the GDP of our country. But there are no long-term studies on the safety of 5G, and all I say is, number one, I don't see any benefits. I don't need my dishwasher talking to my toilet, which is apparently one of the big selling points, is that everything is going to be connected in this Internet of Things. I don't desire that. I don't see a benefit to that. I don't care about that. So if I don't see any upside, you know, everything is a risk-reward decision in our lives. I see no reward, at least it hasn't been explained to me in any way where it's going to be transformational and a positive for my life. So if there's even the slightest idea of a risk, then I don't really know why we're pursuing it. The bottom line is 5G is rolling out. Some cities are calling into question the safety of this stuff. This is a story from Cincinnati.
If you drive around the Cincinnati area a lot, you might have noticed them. Mysterious cylinder-type cell phone towers that look nothing like any cell phone tower most of us have seen before. But tonight, a growing number of tri-staters are getting worried about these towers and the 5G signals they will soon be sending out. Michelle Krinsky is a nurse who was out walking earlier this summer when she looked up and said, "What's that?"
You can see it's an ugly, just like menace sitting there.
Here, at the entrance to the village of Cleves, is the strangest-looking cell tower residents like Dean Beckert have ever seen.
It looks like a big heater to me.
So Michelle called the village, the county, and the state, and no one knew anything about it.
Have you tried to find out what it is?
As of right now, we don't know who put it up. We don't know, is it running 4G right now? Will be running 5G eventually.
5G cell service has become the hottest controversy as Verizon rolls it out to its first 20 cities, among them Cincinnati. Michelle, who lives in this quiet subdivision, has now joined those protesting it locally because she says we don't know enough about its health effects.
As a registered nurse, I'm very much about informed consent. the right to choose, the right to decline.
Here's a telltale sign your neighborhood's about to get 5G towers. You'll start to see plastic tubes like this with an orange or yellow cap. These contain the fiber lines that then connect all the 5G towers. The Facebook group Southeast Ohio for Reasonable Technology claims it spotted 5G towers here in Finneytown, here in Westchester, and by the Tri-County Mall. But the FCC allows these towers to go in with almost no local approval. Hamilton County Engineer Ted Hubbard told us a few months back, even he's left in the dark.
We are having a hard time putting our finger on who actually owns it.
No one has publicly stated who owns this mystery tower or any of the others popping up across the tri-state. We contacted Verizon, which is bringing 5G to Cincinnati, about that strange Cleves Tower, but have not yet heard back. Nor has the mayor of Cleves returned our phone call. The FDA and FCC, meantime, say there are no proven links between 5G cell service and health effects. On WCPO.com, read my report.
So there you go. Now, I will point out, as I do many times in the political side of this show, the other 9 hours a week that I'm on the air, that there are so many heavily invested interest in places like the FCC that I don't trust them any more than I trust the FDA when it comes to assessing health risks. I'm just essentially going on record as saying I don't get what the hype is. I don't care about the Internet of Things. I don't think that's going to add a whole lot to my life. I don't want to wire my home for every movement and sound. And I don't care that my Roomba knows that I dropped, that something spilled out of the whatever they're telling us the Internet of Things is beautiful for. I don't get it and don't care about it. I just kind of want to be on the record saying this 5G thing is being rolled out before we really know what's going on. I may be hysterical about this. I may be wrong. I am willing to be wrong and just watch the rollout of a transformational technology. I'm just not there yet. I'm not convinced, but I feel it's kind of creepy that the way this stuff is being rolled out. I'm on the record saying 5G, I don't know. That's all the time I got today. Bye-bye.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now. No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.